Okay, Gen Z, listen up. We're talking mental health today, because let's be real, scrolling through endless TikToks of perfectly curated lives can feel like a major anxiety attack waiting to happen. And trust me, I get it, the pressure is real. You've got school, jobs, social media, trying to figure out your whole damn life before you hit 30, it's exhausting. But guess what? Your mental health matters more than that viral dance challenge or getting a million likes on a photo. And if you're not taking care of it, you're playing the long game with burnt-out vibes and seriously questionable decisions. I'm Riley Hart, your guide through this crazy world, here to drop some truth bombs about prioritizing your mental well-being because honey, it's an investment, not a luxury. First things first, stop treating your mental health like an afterthought. Like that pile of laundry you keep meaning to fold. You know, the one that's basically breeding its own ecosystem at this point. Think about it, if your car needed an oil change, you wouldn't wait until it started smoking, right? Same goes for your brain. Listen, I'm not saying you need to become a meditation guru or start spending every weekend in nature, although those things can be pretty cool. Just be aware of what's going on inside that beautiful head of yours. Ever felt like your thoughts are running a marathon with no finish line? You know that feeling when your anxiety is basically throwing a house party in your chest and no one invited you? Yeah, we've all been there. So how do you actually prioritize mental health in a world designed to keep you constantly plugged in? It starts with setting boundaries. Like, seriously, learn to say, no, even if it feels like the most terrifying word in the English language. You don't have to be everything to everyone. You can't pour from an empty cup, okay? And let's talk about social media. It's like the Wild West out there, full of unrealistic expectations and comparison traps. Remember, those filtered lives you see online are just highlights reels, not a genuine representation of reality. And speaking of realities, don't be afraid to reach out for help when you need it. Therapy, talking to trusted friends or family, journaling, find what works for you. There's no shame in asking for support. It takes courage to be vulnerable, but trust me, it's worth it. Here's a little secret. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. It's about making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. That means getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, moving your body in ways that feel good, and spending time doing things that genuinely bring you joy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a Ferrari, right? You'd treat that baby with the best fuel so it can run smoothly and reach its full potential. Your mental health is no different. Treat yourself with kindness, compassion, and respect because you are worthy of all the good things life has to offer. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're drowning in homework, stress is eating you alive, and your phone's blowing up with notifications. It's easy to just keep pushing through, right? But what if, instead, you took a 5-minute break? You could go for a quick walk, listen to your favorite song, or even just close your eyes and take some deep breaths. It might seem like a small thing, but those little moments of self-care can make a huge difference in how you feel. So, remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing up for yourself and creating a life that feels authentically fulfilling. No more ignoring the red flags, no more pretending everything is okay when it's not. You deserve to thrive, not just survive. Make it happen, Gen Z. Hit me with your thoughts on this. DM me your biggest mental health win or struggle. Let's create a community of support and real talk. Tag the episode in your TikToks, stitch it with your own take. Let's show the world that prioritizing our mental health is not just a trend, it's a movement. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast like you would that viral cat video, because honestly, this is way more important. Peace out.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.